my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once again, welcome dear viewers of Madni channel to this series, The World of Jinn and Amir al-Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, we have been talking about various a'mal, that means what you can read, so that this can benefit you and be beneficial, especially if you're having a problem of jinn. So again, we'll be continuing with this, advising what to read and what to recite. And again, it's advisable to keep handy with you a paper or a book and pen, so that you can make note as references, so it can benefit you. The benefit of the Durood Pak, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood Pak in abundance will have light, will have noor on the pul sirat on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Now we will go further. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to seek protection from Nazr-e-Bad, that means evil eyes, and evil eyes of both jinn and humans, is best to read Surah Falak and Surah Nas. And Shan and Nazul, the reason for its revelation is also very, very interesting. There were some Yahud, and they were used by these Jews to try and do jadu on beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it had a very slight effect on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him. And this is what has transpired. And after informing our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and told him that in the well, in the bottom, there is something that he must bring up because jadu was done on it. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu retrieved this, and he found and brought it in front of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a wax doll, a doll made with wax with 11 thorns in it. And some scholars say that there was the blessed hair of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some say string with 11 knots. And then Allah azza wa jal revealed Surah Falak and Surah Nas. He mentioned as each ayah was being revealed, one knot opened and one thorn came out from the wax doll. So eventually when the 11 verses were revealed, the slight effect that it had on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gone completely. And therefore, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised is to read Surah Falak and Nas, especially at night before you sleep. And this was also part of the practice of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he should read. And scholars also include Surah Ikhlas as well. Then you blow on your hands before you sleep and rub it on every part of your body that your hand can reach. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, with that you will have protection, as you said, from Nazr-e-Bad, evil eyes of both jinn and humans. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has reported that Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, once was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi with the companions. And the companions were talking about the obviously excellence of certain surahs of the Holy Quran. One Sahabi spoke about Surah Baqarah, the one we already mentioned the last verses, and one said about Surah Bani Israel, the whole, and then also the last verses, how excellent they are, and the third one said about Surah Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Sod, and Surah Taha, how excellent that is. In this way, the companions were discussing whatever the surah according to their knowledge, the excellence of the surahs. And while they were discussing, Hazrat Umar bin Ma'adi Karab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also present. And he said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, do you want to hear my story about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? And he said, it's a very strange story. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar, he said, he called him Abu Masur. That was his calling name. He said, Abu Masur, tell us about the strange incident with respect to Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He said, starting his strange story, he said, during the period of Jahiliya, that means the age of ignorance, and people were battling to find food to eat. So he said, he rode towards the jungle on his horse, and all of a sudden he came across a small tent with a horse and some cattle. And he also saw a beautiful woman and also a very old man leaning against the marquee. And he said in a loud, angry voice, whatever you possess and you consider special, hand them over to me. Otherwise, your mother will weep over you. Your mother will cry over you. So the old man told him, if you want to be a guest, well, come. If you want help, we will help you. But he again in anger, he said, you better hand over whatever you have, otherwise your mother will cry for you. Your mother will weep. That means I'll harm you so much that your mother will cry for you. The old man got up with difficulties and he recited this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he said, he came close to me. He said, he dropped me with a force onto the ground and he climbed on top of me and he said, must I kill you or must I leave you? He said, I was scared. He was such an old man. He said, leave me. Then he got off me. Then Hazrat Umar thought again, you are the royalty of the Arabs. He said, it's better to die then run away from such an old and weak man. And then he got angry. He said to him, give me all your wealth if you want. If you don't want your mother to cry over you, give me all your wealth. And he said, again, the old man read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, approached him, dropped him off his horse again, and sat on him, and he said, do you want me to kill you or leave you? And then he said, please forgive me, and forgive me, and forgive me, pleaded, and the old man left him. Then he says, I don't know what happened to me again. Again I felt angry, and again I challenged him. Again he said the same thing. If you don't want your mother to weep over you, give me what you have. Again the old man said, got up slowly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and dropped him down. And again he said, please leave me, I'll go away. He said, no, this time I won't leave you. He told to that woman, he said, bring me my sharp sword. So he took the sword and he cut the front portion of his hair. Now in the Arab custom at that time, if someone overpowers you and cuts your hair, it's disgraceful. And he had long hair, so he cut the front portion. And so he said, now he can't return home because it's a disgrace until his hair is fully grown. So the old man offered him, he said, come and live with us and serve me for 1 year. So he agreed because he couldn't go back home because it was such a shameful thing to be defeated by an old man. He said, when 1 year was almost over, the old man asked me to accompany him to the jungle. And he said, when you reach the valley, the old man recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim And he said, when he did this, all the birds left the nest. And then he read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim a second time. And all the beasts, the animals left the territory. And then he recited Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim a third time. Then he said he saw a very tall man, black, tall like the palm trees, wearing woolen garment. And he said he was looking terrifying. And he said, I was terrified. And he came, and the old man advised him, don't fear. He said, oh Umaro, don't fear. And he said, if you see me becoming overpowered, say, oh companion, overpower him through the power of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He said, remind me and tell me to say, oh companion, overpower him with the power of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he said, while they were fighting, eventually this tall black jinn was overpowering this old man. So he said, instead of saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he said, in the name of Lat and Uzza. When he took the name of the idol, the old man was so angry, he slapped him. And then he quickly changed. He said, while they were fighting, then he said, Bismillah, in the name, overpower him in the name of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he says, eventually, the old man overpowered this jinn. And how he overpowered, he said, he picked up the jinn after he read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And he flung the jinn on the ground. Then he tore open the stomach of this jinn, and something black he removed. And he mentioned, this is the deception and disbelief that was in the jinn. And so this person, he asked the old man, what is the reason for you to have conflict with this? And he said, the conflict is because of the lady that is staying in the tent with me. He said, every year we have this encounter with one of them, and alhamdulillah, he said, the fazail of Bismillah ar-Rahman, just to give you a brief indication of how powerful Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is, that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed many scriptures and also four books, the Torah, the Injil, the Zubur, and the Holy Quran. And to various, he revealed scriptures to various prophets. And whatever was revealed in the past, and even more, is in the Holy Quran. So with the Quran, the need for all the other books of Allah is not required anymore, because everything and more is included in the Holy Quran. And the summary of the whole Quran is in Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillah. And the summary of that is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So if you can imagine that all the power and the benefit, spiritual benefit of everything that's revealed is in the Holy Quran, and the summary of the whole Holy Quran is in Surah Fatiha, and the summary of Surah Fatiha is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That means the spiritual power of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is equivalent to all the scriptures revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. How powerful it is. Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat has written a book about the blessings of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And there's many, 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 many benefits. Alhamdulillah, try and get a copy of that and read it and do yourself a favor. And once you understand the benefit, then what we have told you, you come to even understand how beneficial that is. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Sayyidina Haris Ashra radiallahu anhu has reported, and this is actually from a long hadith, that make zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is the example of making zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is like when a person is being chased by enemies and he finds refuge in a tent or in a fort like a castle. So he said, indeed, the person who is being chased, and we are always being chased, and obviously be misled by shaitan, and I mean, making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is like this fort. If you make a zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will protect you from the ill effects of shaitan. Hazratina Sahal bin Abu Saleh radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he said, once his father sent him towards Banu Harsa, and with him was a friend, In the garden, he heard, when they were going, he heard someone calling his name, and he climbed the wall. And when he looked around, he couldn't see anyone. So he reported this to his father, and his father said, if I knew that this was going to happen to you, I would not have sent you. Then he advised. He says, whenever you hear something like this, where you can hear and you can't see, then he said, make azan. Because he's heard from Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, this hadith, where beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, when azan is given, shaitan does not like to hear the words of azan, and he runs away, and while he's running away, he passes wind from his back. Alhamdulillah, and you see the benefit of azan, and many scholars will tell you, even at home, if you're feeling scared about jinn, this is advice, make azan loudly. And again, the same advice, make sure that your tajweed is correct, and inshallah, this azan will help you as well. And also you find that even when in the graveyard, people also, when they bury the person who's, obviously for the mayyat, for the dead person, they give azan. And one of the benefits of azan is shaitan, who normally interferes, runs away. And also some of the answers to the question that the angel gives is in the azan. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, now we're going to give you some wazaif to read. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. If you read that 10 times after Maghrib, Allah Azza wa Jal will send protective angels that will protect you from shaitan until Fajr. How simple. Alhamdulillah. Try and learn this inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and it will be beneficial. And also, written by Amir al-Sunnat, who has written that it's known that jinns abduct humans. And this is very worrying, because there is no worldly weapon and there is no human army that can protect you from being kidnapped or being abducted by jinns. So how do you protect yourself? Alhamdulillah, there is beautiful Madni weapons. The Maktabat al-Madina of the publishing arm of Dawat Islami has published a small pocket-sized booklet called Ruhani Ilaj, 40 Ruhani Ilaj. And in that, it's very cheap. There are many, many wazaif that will protect you. Ya Wakilu. If you read the second one, Ya Wakil, if you read it 7 times, that means daily after Asr, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will be protected from all kinds of problems. Alhamdulillah. The third one, again, see, these are short, very simple wazifas. Then to read Ya Mumitu 7 times daily and blow on yourself. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will get protection from Jadu. Many people say, we've got jadu problem. Look at how simple. To read Ya Mumitu 7 times daily and make blow on yourself, make dam on yourself. And then, this is also a very powerful wazifa. Ya Qadiru. That means at the time of wudu, when you're washing every part of your body, you keep reading Ya Qadiru. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you'll be protected from enemy jinn and human beings. And also you'll be protected from being abducted. And also mentioned, if you can read the Ruza Park with it, is even better, it's mustahab. But to read Ya Qadiru, Alhamdulillah, and also you can read any of the wazayif, even by your peer Murshid, to protect you. So these are 4 very simple wazifas that we have given you, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Try and practice upon it, and you'll find how much benefit it will give you. Also, protection from danger of jinn. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has mentioned that a person from Bani Tamim was very brave. So one night, while traveling, he ended up in an area populated by jinns. Then he began to become afraid. So he tied the feet of his riding animal And leaning against it, he said, I am addressing the leader of the jinns for protection from other jinns in this area. When he said this, an old jinn assured him that you are under my protection. When he said this, a young jinn who was a leader got very angry because he had dipped his spear in poison and was intending to attack his camel. So the old jinn said, O Malik bin Mahalhal, please desist. This person is under my protection. Do not harm his camel. Take a white antelope from me in exchange. Young person who was the leader said, do you desire that your status is elevated and ours is suppressed? Since you are respected here because of your age, those whose lineage was leadership, so certainly the progeny is also great. That means, say, I come from a very, like, my leadership was in our family. So those who intend confrontation, hold yourself, as he said, Mahalhal bin Wabar is forgiving. That means he said, okay, I'm also forgiving. Then the old jinn said, in reply, he said, you said the truth. Your father is our leader and has a higher status than us. But leave this man alone. In future, he said, I will not dispute with you. The young man then left the jinn alone. And this man reported this incident to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Views of Madi channel, alhamdulillah, as you know, we have given some wazaifs and there's still more to be given. So inshallah, azawajal, as we have advised, try and make a note of this, try and learn them. It's better that if you learn these wazaifs, it will become beneficial. And as we always mention, that this problem of jinn is becoming so vast, many people are affected, and alhamdulillah, we have all the solutions right near us, but we keep ourselves far from the solution. And the best way is, again, our advice is, get involved in the mahul of Da'at Islami, inshallah azawajal. By getting involved in the mahul of Da'at Islami, you get opportunity to learn many things. And alhamdulillah, as we also mentioned, that all the wazaif that you read, if your pronunciation, your tajweed is not good, it's not going to help you. So you want help, you can get help yourself. That means dedicate some of your time. The time given by Allah Azza wa Jal, spend it so that you can benefit by learning something. So make dua, Allah will give us tawfiq to understand and act upon this message. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.